Thank you.
If you succeed and you are elected, what are you most apprehensive about when in office?
Apprehension. Apprehension is fear, if you're anxious. I'm not apprehensive, first of all. And if you are apprehensive, you have no business probably being in politics. The thing about being in politics is you get a lot of facts and data. A lot of that can't necessarily be shared with the community at the time that you're doing it. So when you make a decision on something, you pretty much have gone through all the scenarios, gone through professionals, gone through the techs, you've gone through everybody involved to make it happen. So that helps with, quote, being apprehensive. But I think that more than anything, it's just, this job, you know, it takes leadership. It's really about being an individual thinker. It's about somebody that thinks for themselves, that are independent, that have their own thoughts, and aren't really swayed by special interest group or pressure. You need to really focus on the citizens and how it affects everybody as a whole, and keep your own personal beliefs out of it, and worry about the community as a whole.
When I read this question, I didn't perceive apprehension as being fear, but just something that was bad or unpleasant. And for me, that is that our community has become so polarized, and that people are seen as either no growthers or growth for their own personal gain and with no care for what happens to San Marcos. I think that most all of us fall somewhere in the middle, and that we must find balance during this epic time of growth. We have such intelligent and creative people on both sides of our growth issues. And if we communicate and compromise, we can create a St. Marcos that we will all be proud of. If we continue to fight, our city will suffer. Life has taught me that with every polarized issue, you find that the truth lies somewhere in the middle. It is my sincere hope that we can come to that middle and work together. I have been called many times a no-growther because I oppose developments being placed in single-family neighborhoods that destroy their quality of life and their property values, and I'm living that myself right now. I have supported things like Blanco Vista. I've supported, you know, many other things, but people only want to hear about when you're talking about something negatively. And rhetoric is hard to get rid of. If you're called a no-growther for long enough, people believe it. Well, she's a no-growther. I'm here to tell you I'm not. I understand the growth needs of San Marcos, but I also understand the needs of the citizens and the needs to have quiet family neighborhoods in order to attract employers and investors to our town, because they know that they will have a nice place for their families to live and that and to prosper. So I would just like to put it out there that we all need to kind of meet in the middle and take all of our creative energy and our intelligence and put it together to make the best San Marcos that we can. Thank you.
I'm most apprehensive about the continued and rapid in-migration of new citizens. My concerns are how to house, feed, employ, educate, provide public assistance, transportation solutions, and healthcare to an ever-increasing population that, by the research of our own local economic development consultants, suggest their income levels are lower than those of our current citizens. I'm also apprehensive about how we act and react to this growth and its impact on our environment as well as our community's unique character and charm. Being apprehensive, however, doesn't mean shying away from these challenges. We have a special place in which we live. Each of us should be glowingly proud of our city, its unique location in Central Texas, in the Southwest, and within our country. We have the best of the best, but we don't have it forever if we don't protect it. We must protect the San Marcos River. We must protect our single family neighborhoods. We must protect our ability to have an open and transparent government. And we must protect not to overburden our financial capabilities, funding our wants at the expense of our needs. I'm on the record for supporting the prudent use of public funds to incentivize meaningful jobs and careers for our current citizens, our graduates from both our high schools and Texas State University. It's important that when our children graduate, they have an opportunity to stay here and raise their families right here in San Marcos. Overall, I'm extremely excited and encouraged for the future of our great city. And with your support, I look forward to helping and working to lead us into that future. Thank you.
I am from optimism and for hope for San Marcos. However, I'm concerned about the future of San Marcos, specifically for my grandchildren. We've worked so hard together as a community to build San Marcos to be a foundation for the future of our children, where there's jobs, development, continuing to see the entrepreneurial spirit of San Marcos thrive. I'm concerned that there are small facets here that don't want to bring jobs to our community, who don't want to diversify our economy, and who wear the badge of being the fastest growing city in America with shame, rather than with pride, encouragement, and hope. I'm for San Marcos to thrive. I'm for San Marcos to have hope, a place for our children to live.